A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 16th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the life and legacy of former Zimbabwe Prime Minister and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
To join the discussion, for us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I recognize the honor you have bestowed on me. I know the depth of your feelings. And I know the nation's expectations. I promise to deliver a service in your name. I promise to lead from the front. And I promise to use all available resources and the willpower of the people to steer off this tyranny of Zimbabwe.
Mugabe, there's unfair things that they will win it. But in the face of unfree and unfair conditions, I don't think the forthcoming election will be legitimate. It doesn't matter who wins.
I want to assure you that the people's victory is assured. In spite of the regime's attempts to subvert the people's will through other fraudulent activities that have been unearthed.
We in the MDC have resolved that we will no longer participate in this violent, illegitimate sham of an election process. The courageous people of Zimbabwe, of this country, and the people of the MDC have done everything humanly and democratically possible to deliver a new Zimbabwe under a new government.
I, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers throughout the world. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of former Zimbabwe Prime Minister and leader of the opposition and also the MDC Alliance, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, who passed on in South Africa on Wednesday after battling colon cancer for about 2 years.
As we speak today, there are some people who are in South Africa, including Thokozani Kube, who is the vice president of the MDCT. They are actually having a memorial service for the late Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. We are told that his body will be repatriated to Zimbabwe, Blessing, sometime maybe tomorrow or the day after. Mm-hmm. So we are waiting to hear from Thokozani Kube perhaps on what is going on in South Africa right now. But indications are that many people actually went for the memorial service. And in Bulawayo tomorrow, there's another memorial service that is taking place. And as we speak right now, in Buhera and his island's home, there are also some people who are waiting for his body. So meaning that at the end of the day, you know, when the body is repatriated, then people will be knowing exactly when he's going to be laid to rest.
Of course, I just talked briefly to his son before coming on air. He was saying that He might be buried actually on Tuesday in Buhera, but we hope to bring Edwin Tsvangirai on our show today. This is a show with a difference, yes. Gibbs. We are trying to unite everyone to just talk about the legacy of Tsvangirai, not or the factionalism that is happening now. I think this show is paying tribute to the works that Tsvangirai has done. I think you remember Gibbs, he was one of the very few African leaders that were invited to the White House by former President Barack Obama in 2009.
Yes.
That shows you that, you know, even the world was moved by his fight for human rights in Zimbabwe. It was mostly against former President Robert Mugabe. Tsvangirai actually formed the MDC in 1999, having worked in the trade union movement as the Secretary General of the ZCTU. He was also part of the NCA, the National Constitutional Assembly, that actually won the no vote in 2000 when the regime of President Robert Mugabe wanted to impose a constitution on the people of Zimbabwe. Those are some of the works that we want to highlight. Again,
yes, I'm told that we've got the acting president of the MTCT, and that is Mr. Nelson Chamisa on the line. He wants to rush somewhere. Mr. Chamisa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. You know, I've had to pull myself out of a cake service here at President Tsvangirai's house so that I can speak to you. So
thank you so much.
It's so important that you have given me the opportunity. Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thanks, Blessing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chamisa, we want to focus on the legacy of Morgan Tsvangirai, the man. Tell us, when did you meet with him and when did you start working with the late Tsvangirai?
My history with the president, President Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, is so fascinating. You know, I first met President Tsvangirai at the University of Zimbabwe. And for some reason, Mr. Zulu, blessing you, were there when we were still in the National Student Leadership under the banner of UNASU. You remember those meetings we used to address at the Student Union building, the SU building. We were having joint meetings between the workers' leaders and also the student leaders. So President Tsvangirai was Secretary General then. I was Secretary General of the Zimbabwe National Students Union. He saw me there, and he was so moved and fascinated. It was mutual because I was also moved by and fascinated by his speeches. So he invited me to his office. I then went to the office at Chess House building, the ZCTU building there. And that building, he introduced me to a whole host of other people. From there on, we then had a good time in terms of sharing experiences. He has been my mentor for the past 18 years. You are aware that for one to be degreed, they have to go through a university course for about 4 years, and the very maximum 5 to 7 years, depending on the program. But for me, I've been going through this kind of mentorship under President Tsvangirai for almost 18 years. You know, we worked together, we worked together, we planned together, schemed together, thought together. We shared a lot of things. We shared laughter, we shared sorrows, we shared joy, we shared anxieties, we shared our worries, a lot of things we shared. And I must say that his departure leaves us poorer, leaves us weaker in terms of the kind of strength we had, because he was the best foot forward for us.
So what did you learn from Mr. Tsvangirai? One big thing that you learned from him.
I learned a lot of things. I mean, you can't be under your own Gamaliel. You know, in the Bible, Paul was under Gamaliel. In the political world, I've been under President Tsvangirai as a student and also as a person who was being mentored. I learned humility. I learned service and sacrifice. I learned givenness to the cause. I learned the very important thing, being inclusive, being tolerant, and not being anchored easily in the course of service. I also learned that at the end of the day, it's not about self, it's about the others whom you serve. And leadership is not about self-service, but service to others. And that is what I learned from President Tsvangirai. He was not after material things. He was not after, glamour and glitter. He was not after fame. He was not after a name. He was after fame. This is why you would find him. We drove for the past 18 years across the breadth and length of this country. We have been to every village under the tree. We have been in huts, mud houses, houses built of dacha, in the villages, in the rural areas. We have visited capitals of the world, and all was done under the tutelage of President Tsvangirai. And that's what I must say I've learned in terms of what he has imparted to me. It's so difficult for me to imagine that he's not going to be there. I will not be able to, again, knock at his office and say, Mr. President, I've this vexing problem. How do we proceed? I've got this challenge, that challenge. I'm hearing this from this province or that province, that district or that other district is having this and that problem. It's so difficult. All of a sudden, we are asked to then go on our own and make some very fundamental decisions. So it's not an easy thing, but we learned a lot. We learned love. We learned forgiveness. You remember that he was bashed by Mr. Mugabe that other time. And he then said, let's go into the inclusive government for the sake of the people. Some of us, motivated by juvenile adventurism and radicalism, the student union kind of thing. He said, why should we? These guys are perpetrators. But President Tsvangirai said, let's mellow, let's calm down and proceed in terms of working for the country. So, yes, we have lost an icon, a patriot, a leader, a father, a mentor, a revolutionary, and a president.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chamisa, what would you say was his biggest regret in life?
His regret, yes, the split has been his regret. Mm-hmm. He was not very happy with the split that happened. The first one with Professor Ngwe, the second one with Mr. Biti. He was not really happy. He didn't want to see people divided. He was really hurt by that. Yes, it is. Don't ask that. It's always possible for people to part ways, but he is one person who would want people to converge on ways rather than depart on ways. So, yeah, that is one thing I know that was quite, bothering to me. I was also bothered by Mugabe's dishonest during the inclusive government. Yeah, he would come complaining about the endless nightmare on account of Mr. Mugabe saying one thing and another. He would indicate less than 10 rights. He would complain about that, and he would regret why we ended up in the inclusive government. Last but not least was the 2013 election. We worked so hard. We addressed the hundreds and hundreds of rallies across the whole country. So he ended up saying, why did we participate in this election? We were not supposed to even participate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe lastly, Mr. Chamisa, so how do you see the party going forward? In terms of maybe, making that legacy of Mr. Tsvangirai to be something that you are going to cherish for the rest of your life, how do you move forward as a party?
Well, fortunately, he has given us the trust, he has given us the vision, he has given us the provision even to carry along. He has given us the idea. That is what is going to carry us forward. The key thing for us is to make sure that we keep the party intact, we unite. Where we have disagreement, we eliminate those disagreements. Where we have challenges, we must address them head on. We must provide leadership to the people, galvanize the base, energize the base. The greatest gift we are going to give our president, President Tsvangirai, is a victory in an election, defeating ZANU-PF, because that is what his legacy was all about. Not just defeating ZANU-PF as a party, but defeating ZANU-PF, the idea of repression, the idea of exclusion, the idea of undermining the liberation struggle, the idea of forgetting that the owners of the revolution are the people, the idea of being peopleless and heartless in our decisions. Those are the things that are supposed to be dealt with, and we are going to deal with them. We have been given the inspiration, the zeal, and we have been given the direction. That is what is going to carry us forward. We are so excited that he has left us a very powerful institution, a dynamic party. We are not going to let this party be destroyed by forces either within or without. we have a duty to protect the core, the nucleus of this organization, which is the people. So I can assure you that, yes, we will work with those who want to work. We will reach out, we will love each other, and we will also encourage each other. Unfortunately, if we have any of our colleagues who then feel that they cannot work with other, with the others, we need to also reach out to them in the full measure of consideration and care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very
much. But just lastly, Mr. Chamisa, you correctly pointed out there that Mr. Tsvangirai did regret that, especially the 2005 split. I talked to him at length about that. But there are some who are saying, you know, the party might actually split again. And your critics are accusing you of usurping power and saying that this might actually lead to another split.
Power hates a vacuum. The Constitution is very clear about what should be done in circumstances where the president is not with us. Mm-hmm. According to our Constitution, in fact, to be particular, Section 9.21.1, there has to be a deputy president who acts, not who is suspended, but who acts, so that there is no vacuum. And he acts for a period of 12 months or 1 year, within which he's able to either call for an extraordinary Congress or call for a National Council to make a decision to vote in terms of 6.21, so that there is an election to fill in the vacancy of president. So that has already been done in terms of the Constitution. All the leaders who were supposed to come were invited. Those who came, came. Those who did not come is because they were not confident of the decision of the people. Now, we are not going to really bother ourselves with those who have grievances. Because grievances have mechanisms to be handled within the party. We will handle those grievances, but it's not a dispute. And we will not allow anyone to part ways on account of them not feeling that their ambition has been catered for. We are not going to be seeking to divide the party. We'll unite the party. Those who also want to contest for leadership, they are welcome, but within the context of the structure. What we will not allow is a free-for-all kind of thing, or a beehive kind of a thing, where there's no order, where there's no rule of law. People are just issuing statements without realizing that this is a party with procedures, with decisions, with resolutions, with rules, with standards, with democracy internally. Those things have to be respected. So, yeah, I know that people always have complaints. If they don't carry the day, they always want to accuse others. You know that people who have not had the favor and mandate of the people would want to have an election every day. Was the hope that the next day they will be able to be lucky enough. But this is not about luck. This is not about individualism. It's about the party. Once people have made a decision from all the provinces unanimously, including the Youth League, including the Women's Assembly, making those decisions that are solid, we have to respect those decisions. And that's where we are. We will then unlock future processes according to the Constitution.
Thank you. We wish we could have delved much into that. But like we promised, we are focusing on the legacy of Morgan Tsvangirai. You raised a number of issues, of course, that some of your colleagues are disputing. But before you go, just tell us about what is happening where you are right now.
Well, right now we have a church service, and I've had to pull myself out of that church service just to be able to attend to this important address to you. So, yeah, we are listening to some sermon that is being delivered here.
Is that at his Highlands home? Family.
Sorry?
Is it at home?
Yeah, it's at home, at the President Tsvangirai's place.
Okay. No, Mr. Chamisa, yes. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing with us. You know,
I'm sorry, maybe I was not clear about that. My mind was a bit distracted. You know, when they church there, I always want to focus my spiritual antenna to think of God.
That's true. But thank you so much, Mr. Chamisa. That day was Nelson Chamisa, one of the vice presidents of the MDC, Gibbs.
Yeah, lapho ke lizwe uChamisa khuluma ke ukuthi kuhamba njani uMDC. Ukugcineni kunapha ke ubambe udawula ukuthi basendlini kaMnumzana uChamisa lapha uMnumzana uTsvangirai opopuleyo lapho kwenza khona inkonzo kuzobuya ke okunye akhulume ngakho ukuthi nxa kudingwa inkokhele nje kumele kwenziweni kuzobuya njalo ke ukhulume ngama splits uTsvangirai wathi kwehlukana kwebandla lakhe wayengakuthakazeleli kangako lokungena kukhetho ku 2013 sebedliwe libandla leZANU-PF kukhanya ngazani wayengakufundi kangako kodwa ngizokuthokeza sisilo baba uWelshman Ncube ukhulume icingweni. Mr. Ncube, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Very fine. Sizakhasa ngesindebele sibili. Ye, ungathini ke ngomnumzana uTsvangirai ukubhubha kwakhe?
Kuyadaniswa kakhulu ukuthi ubaba uTsvangirai ugcine ehlulwa ngumkhuhlane lowo usefithile. Njengesizalwane seZimbabwe siyakhala sibili lemuli yakhe umngakhe uMrs. Elizabeth Tsvangirai lefemeli abantwa bakhe oedini labanye bakhe lemuli nje yonke yakoTsvangirai sikhale njalo lamalungu leadership lamalunga MDC chief eyo iphathi asikhokhelwa isikhathi eside ngubaba uTsvangirai sikhale njalo le leadership ye-MDC Alliance ade eyo icandidate yayo ukhetho lolu oluza lonyaka silahlekelwe sibili kakhulu lemuli yakoTsvangirai thina ku-opposition silahlekelwe nguye ade simthembile ukuthi uza sikhokhela kukhetho lolo luzayo yilahlekelwe sibili olunzima ukudana kwethu kukhulu ukuthi siza yenza njani njengoba sesiselesikhaleni kanje egcekeni kodwa hhayi bathi abadala akulahlwa mbeleko ngokufelwa siza ngwaba kubaba uTsvangirai ngemfanelo defeating umuntu ade qakathekile njengaye ngokuthi sifundise okuningi sibile empilweni yakhe sifundise ukubekezela usifundise isibindi usifundise uthando usifundise ukusebenza labantu of all walks of life usifundise ukucineni kakhulu kwempilo yakhe ukuqakatheka kokubambana ukuthi singabambana there's nothing impossible esingeke sakwenza yiyo ke inye yelegacy yakhe asithiyele zona ubaba uTsvangirai.
Ye, but nxa sesikhangela ke lake laphuma ebandleni lakhe kwampana ukwenza laphuma sibili siyakwazi ukuthi kuyini so ube sengani seguqukile yini ngamafitshane khonapho ke usitshele baba Ncu.
Ye, hayi saqamuka phakathi sibili okokuqala ngo-2005 kwaqanyukana futhi phakathi so uphuma obaba ubithi labanye bakhe kodwa ke okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ngomnyaka ophelileyo wasibiza sonke ayisithe samlandayo ayisithe sambizayo nguye owasibizayo wathi hey madoda kasikhangeleni phambili singakhangele muva sonke saphambanise emuva ngale singakuthiwa kuyabuyelwa emuva besizakwenza kakuhle kodwa i-past we can't correct it we can correct i-future asihlaleneni phansi-ke siboneni ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi sinike ithemba ithuba abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi bazikhuphe emlilweni lo sebehlezi kuyisikhathi eside kangaka yikho-ke sahlala phansi savumelana ukuthi hhayi into eqakathekileyo yikuthi sisebenze nini sonke let bygones be bygones okwenzakala kwenzakala sesikhulile sonke sesifundile sabamba umlilo wasitshisa safunda ukuthi umlilo uyatshisa awubanjwa yingeyinye ke legacy yakho ukuthi sathi sixoxa khonapho sibili elenhliziyo yenhle emhlophe uloba nje sasixabene kudala sithi hayi kwenzakala madoda yikho kuyenzakala empilweni kodwa-ke siyaxolelana sibambane nini sisebenze kutsha sisonke nini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube, ungambuza ke umbuzo president. But for, all what you are saying is that again, you know, he said to lose
in English,
just, yeah.
We want him to in his own words.
Yeah, in his own
words. Unless he will say Mr. Dube has misquoted him.
No, let's put it this way. So what he said, so that we don't go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that he said to lose Mr. Tsvangirai, and you know, he told people to work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the unity that they were having right now is true unity. And he says Tsvangirai actually called them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call for a meeting. So he wanted them to be together again after those splits.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, regrettably, they split. But Tsvangirai at the end said, no, mm-hmm. people, let's come together. And I guess we've got a caller as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before we go to go back to Prof, mm-hmm. We have a caller. Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hey, Makadi.
Niko na kunjani, Prof?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mm.
Ye, yeah, posela kumnumzane.
Hayi thina njengabantu basenkayi sikubona ukuthi ukulahlekelwa ngoba kuneyinto edanisileyo kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa kasikhangelelanga ukuthi kube yinto fitha ibandla ngoba sesibona sokungani lokuxo abantu sebengani bagijimela izikhundla eziphezulu. Kodwa ke ukuthi sithandele ukuthi abantu bayashonipha ngoba yena ubaba uTsvangirai vele ingakhangela ubevele eservise bonke abantu abaye babasungula ibandla le-MTC ukuthi akuhlanganwe ukuze kukhitshwe ibandla le-ZANU-PF. So okwakathesi ngaso sikhathi sokulwa kodwa kuyisikhathi sokuthi kanti abahlangane baqoqane ukuze bafeze lokhu okuthiwe kwenziwe ngubaba uTsvangirai.
Mm-hmm. So baba Siliya, esingathi wakufunda kuba umnumzana uTsvangirai kweni wakufunda sibili olokho kubambile namhlanje.
Into engayinanzelela ubaba uTsvangirai ukuthi ube ngumuntu obekwanisa ukuhlanganisa imihlobo yabantu kungakhathelekile ukuthi uvela kuliphi icele lelizwe kumbe uvela kwelesishoneni ulikhalanga ulitonga ulindebele ubekwanisa ukuthi asebenze labantu ebahlanganisa ngendlela ebalulekileyo. Kazange abe umuntu lwana obebandlulula abantu ngemhlobo. So ubukhokheli bakhe bebukhokheli ubuqotho. So engikuthoyo ukuthi lathi kasizameni ukuthi silandele khonokho singakhangelelani ukuthi lo uvela kuyiphi indawo, lo uvela kuyiphi indawo. Yikho ubebacele bonke abamaphathi lawa ayehlukane layo ukuthi kasibuyenze ihlangane ndawonye. Ube ngumuntu obefuna ukubona abantu besebenza ndawonye. So-ke bekuyinto engayifunda kuye kakhulu ukuthi abantu kumele basebenze bendawonye,
mm-hmm.
bengasebenzi ngokwehlukana.
Awubonike baba Siliya, sibongele kakhulu ungadela kusasa mnumzane.
Siyabona.
Yeah, so you are saying that you know Tsvangirai was a great leader and he learned a lot from Tsvangirai. And he says people must follow his footsteps. He was a great fighter, you know, he did everything that people expected him to do. So he says, let's go for it and do exactly what he used to do. Maybe you can go back to
Professor, because we have another caller. I think Bongani Stole will go back to him after we talk just briefly to Professor Ncube. Professor Ncube, what can the nation in particular and the world in general learn from Tsvangirai in terms of leadership?
The lessons from his life, his legacy, is such that we learn and observe that he was a very courageous leader. He took on ZANU-PF when many feared ZANU-PF. For it, he was subjected to unfair trials. He was subjected to torture. He was imprisoned. He was beaten. He was vilified. His supporters, hundreds and hundreds of them, lost their lives from 2000 to, in particular, 2008. But in all of that, he remained steadfast. an election was stolen, not in the usual sense of cheating. He actually numerically won an election in 2008. It took more than a month to announce fake results, denying him that victory. Thereafter, a campaign of brutality, of terror was conducted to prevent what would have even been a more clear second victory. But notwithstanding all of those things, those of us who worked with him, particularly over the last year or so, and in the inclusive government as well, there was not a trace of bitterness in him. He shrugged his shoulders, learned the lesson, and moved on, and continued to try and save the people in as best a way as he could. It takes a lot for any person to go through the sort of things we went through, to be deprived of leading a nation which needed his leadership, and still bear no grudges, still have no bitterness. So I think that is the mark of solid, sound leadership, the mark, I dare say, of greatness.
Thank you so much, Prof. Please do stay on the line. Of course, for starters, Professor Ncube, at the formation of the MDC, was the Secretary General, and Tsvangirai was the President. We have some callers. We have Bongani Stole.
Mbongeni Stole. Kunjani, Prof. Mbongeni.
Mbongeni.
Yes. Kunjani Mbongeni Stole.
Yebo.
Yebo.
Ngiyaphila baba mjani.
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye ungathini ke ngembali engazani yakhanya ekaTsvangirai akutshoko lapho sizoba
hayi ngathi sizile ngempela kubuhlungu kakhulu into ebesizele singayithembelanga leyo ukuthi ingenzeka kodwa ngoba siyazi vele uNkulunkulu yapha aphinda thathe ayisekho ngenye indlela into esekufanele nje siyibheke ukuthi siyenze phambili ukuthi kwenzakalani i-MDC into nje siyicela bona ukuthi nje baziyesise kakhulu nesengijamisa labomujuri nakubakhuphe badinga inkokhelo eyiyo ezosimela isiyekhethweni phambili ngoba uma bengabe bengenza kanje bemunye naye ebhenki esiyale ebhenki esiyale bebebona ukuthi kuthangelaya kasekho kuyindlela embi kakhulu njalo abantu bezimbabwe bazebelahlekele kakhulu ngoba silahlekele nje ngokuthangelayo kodwa sinethemba lokuthi ma ngabe abantu bebambene ithink inkululeko izobakhona masibele phambili into nje esiyifunayo ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe konke bangalahli ithemba baqhubeke ngokulela nje inkululeko yethu njengoba lakuhlupheka kangaka sibuhlungu kakhulu ngokuthiwa ngithangelayo kakhulu singabantu bezimbabwe wonke umhlaba nje lapho esikhona wonke umuntu uyakhala kakhulu ngoba uthangelayo ngumuntu ebesimthembile kakhulu kakhulu siyayidinga inkokhelo efana nothangelayo enesibindi kakhulu siyayidinga khona laphana oshumeni nuke nabo basebenzi ngamandla amakhulu khona lapho bebambene njengokuthi uthangelayo ithiyethi abantu bezimbabwe babambane kuhle kakhulu ukuthi sibambane kakhulu sinde kakhulu ngezano p f ziphuma embusweni ngiyacela ngamandla amakhulu ukuthi libakhuthaze kakhulu ukuthi sibambanene uthangelayo ayisithi ukuthi nolo ehambile sihambe nentuthuko yabantu ayisithi izoba khona indlela yokuthi sikhiphe umgaba ma ngabe sibambene singabantu.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Sithole, ube le mpilo afike enhle kakhulu baba.
Yeah,
okay, Papa. So Mr. Sithole says no to fighting. He says unity, unity, and unity. So he says if people are always together, they win lots of battles. Mm-hmm. So they should do exactly that and fight against the system that they've been fighting against when Tsvangirai was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So he says go for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have another caller, Mfundisi Moyo. Magadi Iva Moyo. Aiwa, Yesu tirinani tipeo pfungwa dzenyu nhasi tiri kutaura nezvavatsvangira. Mukoma mfundisi pamuri pacho nhare nyaya isi nyatsonzwika zvakanaka, munogona kuti fambe mchana. Mukoma mufundisi regai tiedze kufonerai bhegi. Netiweki yenyu inenge isina kumira zvakanaka. Let's go back to Professor Ncube. Professor Ncube, like I think you heard Chamisa at the end of the interview saying that one of Mr. Tsvangirai's biggest regrets was the split that happened in 2005. I remember I also talked to him at length about that split, and he was regretting it. How then did you find each other ahead of the 2018 elections?
Well, as I say, at least in terms of those of us who were formerly in the MPC, he did call myself and called NDIBT, and the three of us held a long meeting, a frank discussion about the past, about the present, and about the future that that we wanted. We all agreed that there were things we did which we would do differently today. We agreed that the struggle for democratization, the struggle for a better life for the people of Zimbabwe we started in 1999 remained incomplete, and the people were worse off than they were then. We realized that the only way we could strengthen ourselves, the only way we could re-energize people, re-motivate people, was to come together and, if you like, reassert, re-establish the original vision of the MDC as expressed at the first and second Working People's Convention, which gave birth to the MDC. And we were in general agreement that the objectives remained the same, the lives of the people remained precarious, and that as leadership were the responsibility to try and lead once again, and that were the responsibility not to depart from the political stage while people are divided, while people don't have a fighting chance against the cruel ZANU-PF regime. So it was not very difficult to agree, because those things that bound us together were always much stronger than the things which divided us.
Thank you so much, Professor Ncube, for sharing with us the legacy of the late Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, look, bekungubaba ke uWesben Ncube we MTC ukhona ngale ku Alliance. We are happy that we are joined by Thokozani Khuphe. Ms. Khuphe is the Vice President of the MTCT. Ms. Khuphe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think, Blessing, you can pose the question there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Khuphe, for joining us this evening. Of course, tonight we are talking about the legacy of Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. Maybe first tell us about the events that are happening in Johannesburg, South Africa, where you are at the moment.
Yeah, we just had a church service for our beloved president. And tomorrow we leave for Zimbabwe. And on Sunday, there's going to be a big event where all Zimbabweans and the MDC family are going to be paying the last respects to our beloved president. And on Monday, the body will go to Buhera for burial on Sunday. That is when we are going to lay him to rest.
You talked about a big send-off. Do you know where exactly this will happen, the exact venue in Harare?
They are still looking for a place where we would do it, because initially the suggestion was the Freedom Square. Mm-hmm. But with the rains, I'm not sure whether it is going to work. But they were also looking at a stadium. But for now, I'm not yet sure what they've agreed on.
Mm-hmm. Of course, people must keep on tuning in to Studio 7. I think once that is clarified, we'll be giving people that news. Gibbs.
Ms. Khuphe, tell us a bit about Morgan Tsvangirai and you. We know that You started the MDC together. Tell us a bit, just in kind of summary form.
Yes, I've worked with President Tsvangirai for 26 years. I started working with him when I was 31 years, when he was the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, and I was the Secretary General of the Women's Wing of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union. And in 2006, I became Deputy President when he was already President of the Movement for Democratic Change. So I have worked with him for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of person was he, judging from the fact that you worked with him for nearly 3 decades?
President Tsvangirai is one person who had the love for his country. He's one person who traveled the length and breadth of Zimbabwe, not by plane or by helicopter. He was traveling by road. He knows the states of the roads. He knows the kind of life every Zimbabwean is living. And he knew exactly what was supposed to be done in order for every Zimbabwean to have a better life. This is why you realize that during the inclusive government, he made sure that lives of people were changed. And if he had been given an opportunity to be president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, President Tsvangirai was going to do wonders. He was going to make sure that everyone has a job, everyone has food on the table, everyone has a better life. So this is how I know my president.
Sengathi ke makhuphe ongathi wakusola nje ngomnumzana uTsvangirai kuyini. Siyakwazi umuntu ngumuntu nxa sebhubhile la kuvele siyakhuluma ngakho nje isintu leso. So singathi ke ongani akuzange uhambe kuhlungwa kuyini.
Mina lo president wami kube kusithi nxa kule zinto ezingahambanga kuhle bengimlanda siyekhuluma sobabili. So ukuthi ngingathi kule nto engayisolayo ngokuthi ngangisithi ngiyakhuluma laye sixoxisane sikulungisise. So besisebenza kuhle kunye okumangalisayo. And mina lo president bese siyifamily. Sisenza izinto zonke ezisukela khonaphana ngisiba ngu-deputy president, even lama families ethu ehambelana. So ngingathi ube ngumne wethu njalo engupresident wami.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ke ekugcineni lapho bekungazani sokulokuxoxozela kancane sewungani wena ungani kukhona okusolayo sibili ikakhulu kwe-MDC Alliance. Khululeka sibili usitshele ukuthi lazama ukukuhlanganisa njani.
Sakhuluma lo babo president ngodaba lwangikhona wakubona laye wakunanzelela. Yikho phela ubesithi hayi kumele ukuthi lokhu esikusolayo kulungisiswe and besikuprocess yokuthi kulungisiswe kodwa uNkulunkulu wasesenza ukuthanda kwakhe. Ngile themba lokuthi uma abantu bengaba belokhu bekhulumisana abantu kungxa izinto zangkhona zingalungisiswa ukwenzela ukuthi abantu besebenzelane ndawoni. Ngokuthi akudla umuntu ongafuniyo ukuthi abantu besebenzelane ndawoni. Mina njengoThokozani Khuphe ngilesifiso sokuthi ama-political parties wonke weZimbabwe wona lawo ngu-84 aluba wonke ayabuya abuye abe ku-one umbrella ukwenzela ukuthi uma sisilwa sibe sonke ngokuthi sonke siku-opposition sisilwa lalo uhulumente okhona. Lokho yikho kungasenza ukuthi sinqobe.
Ye, ubambe khona lapho makhuphe ungayikatshana Ntombendala. Blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, Zimbabwe's former Prime Minister during the Government of National Unity from 2009 to 2013. Mr. Tsvangirai passed on Wednesday in South Africa after battling colon cancer. Gibbs rikati ngo tora la tereri ni ukurumidza todzokera kuna mai kupi. Mai Trevor makadi.
Ndiripo au makadini o.
Aiwa tiripo hedu. Aiwa matambudziko akaonekwa. Zvi zvamukati taurirewo nezvava Tsvangirai vakaku mukati muupenyu zvi zvamakadzidzawo kubva kwavari tichitarisawo iyo nyika yeZimbabwe.
Okay, mimi ndakutaura kuti zvo vaTsvangirai vaiva ari munhu president angari president wangu kutanga vakabatanidza vanhu vese despite kuti munhu angari murudzii mundevere mushona murungu muyi. Inini ndakatanga kuona vaTsvangirai pavakauya kuno kuCape Town kuzosangana nemadiaspora riri kuno kuCape Town ndipo ndakatanga kutovaonawo. vachitotaurawo nesu vachinzwawo zvichemo zvedu zvevana vavanga vari mudiaspora kuno kuCape Town. Saka ndozvandakandirakidza kuti vatsvangirai munhu akanga aine hanya neupenyu hwemazimbabweans despite kuti takanga takatiza kumusha tichiuya kuno kuzotsvaga upoteri muno muSouth Africa, asi vakatitera vachinzwa zvichemo zvedu. Saka munhu akanga aine hanya nevanhu vezimbabwe pamwoyo pavo. Saka ndinoda kungokurudzira kune mazimbabweans ichitatsara kuti ngatiitei kuti zvavaida kushuvira kuti zvinge zvichiitika zviwanike zvichiitika kuitira kuti mwoyo wavo ufambe murugare and uye kuti mwoyo wavo uzorore uchiziva kuti zvatanga tichida kuti tiachive zvichaendera mberi zvichiita kuti zviwanike zvichiitika.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ndoda kungotaura hangu asi tiri kurwadziwa zvikuru zvekuti vashaika patanga tichigadzira kuti tinge tichizoita care service yavo takanzonewo zvekurwara kwavo. Saka kuno Western Cape tanga tichigadzira kuti tinge tichizoita prayer service. Zvitinei haona tichaona kuti tichaitawo memorial service yavo muSesande.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mai Trevor. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mai Trevor, she says she met Mr. Tsvangirai for the first time when he went to the Western Cape talking to Zimbabweans in the diaspora, and he's saying it is a wish that people fulfill, you know, what Tsvangirai fought for to bring democracy to Zimbabwe.
I think we've got a caller. Kulo nkosazana Dona Lunga. Mama, kunjani? Yes, so the phone is really so some sugar cool tea. It is a supplement to me.
Ah,
sell Pumila with one again. I would you go to an again walk from the room, Nomzana, a woman who swung like we.
How well Montevig is a liar, a cool of his cat on the lady, going to look at it and Barala, a bomb that they say, Elash in the living room, fail and just. Ubekumntobekezela ukuthi abekezela noma ngaze kwenzakala intebu zeseselalo elokhu ezimisele ukuthi asebenzele ilizwe.
Ye, kodwa nxa sukhangela ke ngembali yakhe ongathi wena ukufundile kakhulu oza kusebenzisa uze uye lapho yakhona kuyini?
Hayi, into engifundileyo ngayo ukuthi ubekwazi ukuhlalisana labantu noma ungaze kube njani ungahlalisana la phansi bebehlala bekhulume ispecial last time laphana uke waba ngu-prime minister. Kwavumelana ukuthi kuhlale phansi ajoyinane labo bona iphathi yonale kade zama ukulisana lapo but ihlalisane labo phansi waba umuntu ezizisayo wabekezela ukuthi next time maybe kuzayenzakala something nango uye walokhu waphupha ezama ukuqinisela ingumuntu ongaseza kuhle ephatheni bezinikele ukuthi hhayi into yami xa ngifuna ukuyenza ngizayenza.
Awubonike, sibonge kakhulu ungadilela kusasa ube nempilo evike enhle phela.
Okay,
yeah, that is Miss Dona Lunga, and she says Mr. Tsvangirai was a man of the people, and she believes that you know, he was always there for democracy, and he was really around people every time. And when he was prime minister, he worked very hard for the, you know, emancipation of Zimbabweans. So she's very happy about what Tsvangirai did, and she loves the nature in which he interacted with people. So that's it.
Dr. Kupe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, Dr. Kupe, you know, the issue of cancer is sensitive to some, but you are a cancer survivor yourself. You came out in the open and you went through the whole process and you survived. Unfortunately, the disease has taken the life of Mr. Tsvangirai. Why was it important for you and for him to come out and talk openly about this disease?
We came out, you know, in the open because early detection of cancer saves lives. If cancer is detected late, it is almost very difficult for it to be cured because in the majority of cases in Africa, people only discover they have cancer when it is stages 3 and 4, and these are advanced stages such that little can be done. It's just unfortunate that when my president's cancer was detected, I think it was the late stages, unfortunately. So this is why we were encouraging people to go for cancer screening. And I would like to implore to all governments so that they make sure that cancer treatment is available, it is affordable, and it is accessible, so that people do not die, because cancer has become more fatal than HIV. It is now killing more people. It is a silent killer.
Now, let's turn to hardcore politics a little bit. We see that there's a bit of tension in your party. So how do you move forward with this whole kind of conflict?
At the moment, our focus is making sure that we give my president a different send-off. So we don't want to talk about any politics. We are in mourning right now, and people must respect our departed president. Everybody must focus in making sure that we give him a decent send-off. So anyone who is involved in politics, that person doesn't know what they are doing. So for me, as the party and as Zimbabwe, we are in mourning. We want to mourn our president. We want to make sure that he goes well.
Now, Dr. Kupe, we've seen even the government, I think this is the first time that they are saying they want to be involved in the burial of an opposition leader, that is Mr. Tsvangirai. Are you at all surprised by that gesture and the unity that Mr. Tsvangirai is bringing even in death?
President Tsvangirai was the Deputy Prime Minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe. President Tsvangirai was the Prime Minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe. And he worked for that government. Government is supposed to look after him. They are not doing him any favor because the money that they are using, it's taxpayers' money. This is the money that all of us are contributing to. So they are not doing him any favor. He deserves that because he worked for this country and he changed the lives of Zimbabweans.
Yes, ngathi makhuphe nxa singakhuluma ngesindebele ke sithi ke kulo ngqabanqoza le ikona kubandlaleni lizayilungisa njani siyakwazi ukunwe ngomlomo kulungiswa ngomlomo
khathesi isikhathi sokuthi sikhale upresident wethu akumelanga ukuthi abantu uma bekhala bese beqalisa ukugijimisa indaba yezikhundla kuyavila khona lokho kumele ukuthi khathesi sibone ukuthi upresident wethu ongumuntu akade khangelela ukuthi umuntu yonke eZimbabwe abe lempilo enhle elahlwe kuhle ehambe kuhle ephelekezelwe kuhle. So thina kathi njengemuli MDC sikhangelele ukuthi upresident wami simphelekezele kuhle. Njengoba nilitshele ukuthi nise South Africa kathesi ngibuye ukuzomthatha kanye le muli simthwala upresident wami sihambe la eZimbabwe sihambe la eHarare sifike la eHarare sihambe la emzini wakhe eBuyera lapha esizambeka khona indlu yakhe yokugcina.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Kodwa ke singathi wena owakubambayo sibili wawuthi xhaka wathi mina uMakhuphe ngibambe lokhu okuvela kuTsvangirai kwini mama.
Ubaba uTsvangirai besebenza, ubaba lani besebenzele ngazakeli kubone. Ubesebenza njengensimbi, ubengadinwa, ubegijima indawo yonke. And lam wangifundisa ukuthi akumelanga ukuthi uhlale phansi, kumele ukuthi usebenze ungahlali phansi.
So kubambile sibili esidukini kunoku wathi ya lokhu ngilakho sibili okunye kwenye.
Lokhu ngibambile kakhulu, yikho ngibona ngisebenza okunye okunzima, okunye okumangalisayo.
Yeah, bamba kona bamba kupu ngayi kachana.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the legacy of former Zimbabwe Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition MDCT party, Morgan Tsvangirai, who passed on Wednesday. And of course, there have been many condolence messages coming from all over the world, Gibbs, from Botswana, from the United States government, the European Union, from France, from Britain. Many in the world are paying tribute and celebrating the life of Morgan Tsvangirai, calling him a courageous leader, Gibbs.
Yes, loba balapa ke kumweni, mbona zane loba buchuma. Baba Chuks, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila
kolethi, ungabuka ngikhona kolethi.
Hello.
Ungabuka ngikhona baba.
Ise hini bro.
Oyebo phela. Akuthi uthi wena ungathini ngempilo kaTsvangirai? Lezo langazombo sazo.
Ah. Akukho kakusho kodwa kwanga wase kuyipheseza phela nje. Hayi. Bangu abakubiri ngatholakala omunye nje ongaphatha lapho isikungcoywa
uyawudinga onjani manje?
Ah, sithi manje bangaba ngumuntu osesindebeleni kumboyo ala uze lati ubona kabi ukuthi singabayekelisa.
Mhm. Ukhangele ngapi kona?
Ah, noma yikezi o iplatri o itsholotho olupani uright zakho.
So uthi MDC kumele ukuthi ibanjwe kathesi umuntu ovela khona ngapha ke esintwini.
Yebo.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela wena ongathi wakufunda kumnumzana kumoyi kwini?
Angiza.
Ongakufunda kumoyi uTswangirayi kungabe kuyini? Wakubamba lawo sibili wathi lapha sibili ngifunda into enkulu kakhulu kumnumzana Morgan Richards Tswangirayi. Kwini ba?
Hayi, angiyele ngitsho ukuthi ikole engakufunda ngoba sokho lesikhathi njengoba sithethwe izalo nje hayi into into ibonakale nje ukuthi ngathi ikhona into engayifunda nje hayi aqabama.
Ubona zani ke ibandla le-MDC kusiya phambili liza kuma njani? Liyakuma kumbe liyaqina lidileka? Ubona njani kona?
Abantu batholakala ukuthi uzoliphatha ngendlela mina engitsho ngayo ukuthi bawatholakala ukuthi ubose endebeleni.
Siyabonga ke Golide, phosela ukucina khonapho ke mfowethu.
Hayi, kubongekile ba.
Sibonga kakhulu. That is Mr. Chuma. He is in Hillbrow, Johannesburg. So I'm told we've got another caller on the line. Sloban. Sawubona baba. Oh, I think we've got Mr. Obet Kutu on the line.
Mr. Kutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And of course, on the other line, we have Madame Kupe. Now, Mr. Kutu, tell us about the legacy that the late Tswangirayi leaves for the nation.
I want to start by saying that, Morgan was a very down-to-earth grassroots mobilizer. I mean, that's one thing that I personally really liked about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kind of politician, the kind of person who would connect with anyone from anywhere. Mm-hmm. You'd go to the village, you connect mm-hmm. with the guy in the village. You go to the township, you connect with the guy in Kumula, in Mbare.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the mine in Chakari, your team there, you'll connect with the guy there.
Mm-hmm.
You also go to a boardroom at an international conference and you'll connect. I mean, very few people are that versatile.
Mm-hmm. And,
yes, when you look at what Mr. Tswangirayi did over the years, is there anything that you regret, him having done something that you didn't agree with? And if it is there, what was it?
Look, we are all human beings, and mm-hmm. obviously, I mean,
yes.
we are not perfect. So I don't want really to start being controversial by saying that you should have done this in certain instances. But obviously, mistakes were made here and there. I mean, and so I'm happy that we even was on record. We made mistakes. We haven't agreed that he did make mistakes, and which is a virtue, because we have come across leaders, political leaders who think they are never wrong, they never make mistakes. But he would openly admit when he would have made a mistake to say, "Look, comrades, I'm sorry. There, I think I made an error," which mm-hmm. to me is a virtue. So that also shows the strength of character and humility, because most people, especially when they are in top leadership positions, they become so pompous, they become so arrogant, they become so power crazed.
Mr. Kutu, please hold.
Like that.
Mr. Kutu, please hold your thought for a moment. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you to our radio listeners. But of course, we are continuing for another hour. So please join us on Facebook. We are live on our Ndebele, Shona, and English pages. Thank you so much to our radio listeners. Dr. Kupe and Mr. Gutu, please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes, I'm Kupe Kazulugandaba, Laboge, Arabanso, Mr. Zwe, Lisilande, Kulampa, Facebook, VOA Studio 7,